Nigmar Hadin, once they make a psak din, iyat rishon l'tzoya. Then you can't go back and say, I just want to compromise. Rashi, Nigmar Hadin, sham ish ploini at zaka, ish ploini at chayim. So once, like you first went to a din Torah, you know, the Yonah Paskin, this is the din, that the din Torah says you chayiv to pay. Now, osel l'tzoya, mishabor l'din, once you have heard a din, a psak from a dayan, from the bezdin, osel dayon l'tzoya. Now it's also for the young to like retract a little bit to make sure that you can't do. Once they said this is the din Torah, you can't make any more compromises. You have to go after the din Torah. So only if you don't have a din Torah, you just go for compromise, then you have a right to go after the compromise. Now to simon here, you have a natural simon. Samish, Bantash, Bankash, simon. Rabbi Loza, Benoish, Rabbi Yesig, Mili, Oimer. Also lift Soya. You're not supposed to go, you're not allowed to have a Batsaya. Rashi said, he means the same thing. That Mishabol Ladin, once there was a psak din on the Shaila, Osla Dayanam of Tsoya. The Dayanam cannot make a compromise anymore. The Chola Batsaya, any Dayan that now makes a compromise, Hareza Chayt, is not much like doing a Chet. The Chola Mavorach has the Batsaya ever blesses. Rashi says, I'm a Shabeach, if you praise this Dayan that now makes a compromise, Hareza Menoyet. Like a Mishayet Simniyet, it's a disgusting thing, you shouldn't do it. The Yalzenem, and this the Pasuk says, Batsaya Berech Niyet Hashem. A person that's a Batsaya, that makes a compromise when he's not supposed to, Berech, if somebody blesses him, Niyat Hashem, you get Hashem angry. It's a disgusting thing, you shouldn't do it because it's something not nice. The Dayan did something wrong. Ela, what should do rather? Yikav Hadin Esahar. Leave the din alone. It's a strong lesson like Yikav Hadin. Let the din go and cut through the mountain. In other words, you have to leave the din the way it is. You can't retract. Since they pass, you have to leave it that way. Shinem, the Apostle says, Ki HaMishpat Elohim, who? The Mishpat belongs to Hashem. And once there's a mishpat, you can't retract on it. V'chein Moshe Yoimer. Moshe also said, not sure which Moshe it means here. V'chein Moshe Yoimer, Yikav Adin Esahar. It means Moshe Benu. Moshe Benu also used to go after the Psak Din. You have to go after the Psak Din. Mashen Kein Aval Aaron. Aaron Akren did different. He was Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Amesim Shalom, and Adon Chaveroi. He tried to make Shalom. Rashi says, V'chivin Shoye Shemeya Machloikes Bineim, Kodim Sheyovel Lefon Aladin, When Aaron heard that there was a machlokes, before they went to a din Torah, he tried to make peace between them. He tried to make shalom b'nayim, like a type of a pshara. Since you're allowed to, it's only after you have a din, then you can make a pshara. But before you have a din Torah, you're allowed to make a pshara. That was the need of Aaron. He was oyev shalom, paroyev shalom. Omeisim shalom b'nav l'chaveroi. Shneva Apostle says, Torah sem asoyis v'fiyu, the avlo l'nimtze b'svasev. He didn't find anything wrong in his mouth. The Shalom of Meisher Holach Iti for Rabin Heshiv Mi Ovin. So that was the midah of Aaron. Rashi says Teres Emes Mishtoi Biyaron Kisivse Koyin Yishmudas. Right. Reb Lezer Loima Harei Shagoz. He says differently. That's what the pasuk says. Boitzaya Berech Niyat Hashem. You know what's going on? It's going on. Somebody steals something and eats it and makes a bracha. He says like this. Harei Shagoz Al Saw Shechitim. Somebody stole a saw an amount of wheat. V'tochne, ground it up, v'yofen, he baked it, v'ifrish yemen achala. Ketzin mevorach, he wants to make a bracha on the chala. No, ain't zem mevorach ala menoyitz. He can't make a bracha, it's like a niyitz, like you think you did avera. You're over, it's a gezel, so Hashem doesn't like what you're doing now to make the bracha. V'yalzenem, when this it says the posik of it, but say a berach niyitz Hashem, that you want to make a bracha, niyitz Hashem, it's not right. Oh, but say here means like lashon of a gazlin. If you steal something and then you go make a bracha on it, that's called niyitz Hashem. So it was such a shaila really, because really we hold shinu as kaina. So really you should own it, it should be yours, it should be allowed to make a bracha. So one place the Gemara says, Einachanami, even though shinu is kaina, but vilchas brachas though, when you go to Shemayim, it's still not nice. Hashem doesn't like what you did, the bracha is called the Niyat Hashem. Rabbi Meir Oimer, loinema boitzaya lekeneged Yuda. That's what the Pasuk says, of boitzaya Berach is going keneged Yuda. Shem it says, vayayimi Yuda lachav, Yuda said to his brothers, ma betza kinara gesachenu. What do we gain by killing our brother? So Rashi says what it means is Keneged Yudah Shoyu Loi Loimar Nachtireinu Liyavinu Achrei Shoyu Devaru Nishmer Liyachiv. Like once Yudah saw that the brothers were nicha not to kill Yosef, Yudah should have went a step further. He should have said right away, okay, if so, let's give Yosef back to our father. And so that's called Niyat Baitseya, that Yudah did something wrong. And V'chol Mavorach Es Yudah, whoever blesses Yudah for what he did, Harez Zem Anoyas. And this is like doing something disgusting. That's the pasuk that goes on. Rabbi Shua ben Korach Oimer, mitzvah liftsoy. He also know there's a mitzvah lechatchila to make a pshara. There's a mitzvah to make pshara, not to go for din, but to go for pshoras, to go for a compromise. Shneimer it says, Emes u mishpat shalom shaftu b'shareichem. It says, Mitzvah says, Mitzvah of Tzoya. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Emes u mishpat shalom shaftu b'shareichem. That's what the Pasuk says. Now, for lo b'mokim sheish mishpat ain't shalom. If you have mishpat, that's din, how do you have peace? Or b'mokim sheish shalom, when you have peace, that's like a pshorom, ain't mishpat. Ela, a zeil mishpat sheish by shalom, what's called the mishpat that has shalom? That's called the pshat. Maybe you're right.
And the Gemara says, "V'chein b'David." The same thing you find in David, who I'm there. The David also made mishpat tzedaka. The David also made mishpat tzedaka. The question is, "V'aloi komakim sheish mishpat." Whenever you have mishpat, ain't tzedaka. You don't have tzedaka. Or tzedaka ain't mishpat. How do you have the two? Ela izel mishpat sheish by tzedaka. What's called the mishpat has tzedaka? Have you yom ezeh bitzua? That's if you make a bitzua. So the kitzur bitzua b'chur means here pshara. So really what comes out now, that's treta. Once you have a nigmar hadin, then you cannot make a bitzua. That was the gemara before. The top gemara, nigmar din, iyata rosho levtsoya. And that was the first gemara of Rav Loz of Nash of Yosek, Lumiyaymer, also levtsoya. That means once you have a psak din, you can't make a pshara. Here that Yeshua ben Korcha is saying mitzvah levtsoya, Allah has brought down, it means lechetchila, that we should try and tell them, try and make shalom b'nayim. Don't go right away for din Torah. But first try and rely on the bitsua, first try and rely upon the pshara that they'll make. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding the Avrov on the base, in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Osu la Tanakama, like what do we do with the Tanakama? The Tanakama was the one that said that it's Osu to make a pshara. So if you hold it, again, so Rashi says, Osu la Tanakama means Tanakama diyoma Osu lefsoya. He was one who said before, you're not supposed to make a psua, you're not supposed to make a pshara. So how does he dash in this psukim of mishpat utzdoka? Shoy David, that before we just said, if you're supposed to make a pshara, so then it means to say there's mishpat, and then there's a pshara. But behold, you're not supposed to make a pshara. What do you do with these halach, with these psukim? So more so like this. Dan es adin, if a dayan paskin shayla. We did the right way. The one that's pot we made potter, the one that's chayiv is says chayiv. But Veroi saw shenes chayiv oni moment that he was mechayiv the poor man to pay money. True, he had to. So what does the dayan do? V'shilom loy matech baisoi. He's a nice dayan and he pays for the yoni. So such a case zem mishpat tzedaka. That's called mishpat tzedaka. Because according to this man, the yom you're always supposed to make a mishpat. And you're not supposed to try and make a pshara to make just a compromise. So how do we have it all in mishpat? This is the pshat. Mishpat lazeh or tzedakah lazeh. He did mishpat for him and tzedakah of him. Mishpat lazeh sheyach salay mamon. The one that was supposed to receive back his money received his money back. That's the din. Or tzedakah lazeh. The dayan also did tzedakah, did like a pshara, did nice for the person, the oni sheshilum levateich beisai, that he paid back from his own house. That's called tzedakah mishpat, even though they're both a mishpat. I'm going to skip the parentheses. Mer says, but v'chein b'dovah, we say v'chein b'dovah u'aymer v'yid dovah u'aysa mishpat tzedakah l'chalamoy mishpat l'zeh sheikh saloy yis v'moyna tzedakah l'zeh shilom v'zeh v'esay. But still, kash le'el Rebbe, Rebbe had a kasha. Hay l'chalamoy, why does the pasuk say that u'aysa mishpat tzedakah l'chalamoy mashmen to the whole nation l'yaniyim i'boyle? According to this pshat, it's only for the aniyim. That when David saw Noni had to pay back money, he was crying to the Yoni and he paid for him. But it's not called the Cholamoy. So Mor says, Ella, Afa Pishla Shilim Itech Beisai, even though he didn't pay back, Shle Shilim Itech Beisai, even though the Dayan did not pay for his own money. Because every regular Mishpat, when the Dayan says you have to pay money, Zehu Mishpat Tzedakah, that's also considered a Mishpat and it's Tzedakah. Mishpat lezeh utzdaka lezeh. Why? Mishpat lezeh sheikh lememayna. It's a din that the one that's supposed to receive back his money receives back his money. What's utzdaka? Utzdaka lezeh, the one that had to pay it back, it's called stock of him. Shehoitzi gzele mitachas yodoi. We took out the gzele from his hand. So even though he had to pay, but really it's called utzdaka. We're doing a favor for him. We're enabling him to do tshuva, to give back the gzele. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh yoimer. If two people come in front of you for a din Torah, let's say you have three dayonim, and two people come there with their Torah benitin, so it's like this. Actually, Tishma Devrayim, before the dayonim heard their words, Oy mishatishma the vrayim, even if they heard their words. This is what the Shimon Manasseh holds. But viyati yodei lehechen dinoita, the dying yet is not sure what the psak halacha, which way it should go. So then after rishoyu loymalen, you're still allowed to tell them, tzu ubatayu, listen, go out and make a pshara, make a compromise between you, make sholem, don't go through the din Torah. But mishatishma the vrayim, but once the dayanim heard their words, viyati yodei lehechen adinoita, and now you know to which way the din Torah should go, then the dayanim is iyati rishoyu loymalen tzu ubatayu. Then you're not allowed to go and tell them to make up shore anymore. Like, once you know this is the din Torah, you have to stick to it. You can't go tell them to make compromises. Shinema, the pasuk says, Poyte mayim reishis modin, or lefnehiz galo horiv notish. That means like this. Koydim shenez galo horiv, before you know the arguments, before you know the din Torah here, ati yochol and toishoi. You're allowed to send them away and tell them, don't go for the din Torah, but rather try and make up shores. But mishen is galu hariv. Once it's galu, once you know the arguments and you know the halacha, iato yochol lintoishay. You can't then throw away the baladvarim, but then you have to give them the psak din. Rashi says mechay means v'raydevach v'sholom. Like before that, before you know the psak din, you're allowed to tell them go after the sholom. Vaita. Some says Rish Lakish. Some says Yibshua ben Lakish. Yehuda ben Lakish, some of the Girsa. Omi said like this, Shinayim Shabal Adin. If two people come for Din Torah, Echad Rach V'Echad Kosher, one's a strong one, and one's an easy person. So, Ad Shaloi Tishma Devrayim, before the Dayanim heard his words, Oy Misha Tishma Devrayim V'yat Yodei Lehechem Din Noit, even if you heard the Din, you heard the Tainis, but you're not sure yet which way the Din should be, then after Rishoyi Loimelem, you'll have to tell them, Einani niskak lechem. I don't want to listen to the din Torah. I don't want to take it anymore. That's what you have a right to tell them. Why? Because Shema nischayev chazok. Maybe I'll make the strong one have to pay. V'nimtza chazok roitfai. And the strong one will run after him. Rashi learns means Shema nischayev chazok v'nimtza roitfai. Roitev es hadayin. The strong person will keep on running after the dayin. Lapech es hadin. So I don't want to get myself involved in such a din Torah. So the dayanim have a right to say this. That's only before they know the psak din. But mishatishma divrayim, once the dayanim heard their tainis, v'yatu yodei yelechen adin leita, and they know to which way the din is supposed to go, and then iyatu yochol loim alehen, eini niskak lechem. Then the dayanim have no right to say, we don't want to take this case. Once they know the din Torah, they have to paskin it, and not to be afraid of anybody. Shinema, the pasuk says, Lo yisagurum efnayish, do not be afraid of anybody. So when the dayanim come to paskin, they shouldn't be afraid of the baal dvarim, even though one looks like a strong guy, you should not be afraid of him. We have Yeshua ben Karcha Oimer, Mina yin le Talmud, sheyosh lefnei rabbi. How do you know if even a Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rebbe? For Roz chus liyani v'chayv liyosher, he sees the way his Rebbe is paskin the din, and he sees the way his Rebbe is, the Rebbe is making a mistake. And the Talmud sees that there's a schus for the Yoni, the poor man really should be winning out even though he's losing, or else v'chayv liyosher, he knows how to be mechayv liyosher. So minayin shlo yishter, kind of know the Talmud, like, should not be afraid to open up his mouth, but rather he should say, listen, you're making a mistake, it should be this way. Shinema, the pasuk says, lo yisagur mefnayish, do not be afraid of anybody. Like, if you see even your Rebbe's making a mistake, and you realize it, you're supposed to tell it to him, don't be afraid. Rebbe Chonin Oimer, Chonin says, Loi tikon is devrechem afnayish. That's pshan this pasuk of loi segaru, to not hold the back of your words because of a person. Don't be afraid of him. Don't be afraid of this, the rich person or the strong person. But if you have what to say, like in din, say it. V'yu edim. Now, when you say edus in bezdin, yedim they should know as mihen midin. Who are they really saying edus for? Or lefnei mihen midin, in front of who are they saying edus? Or me also be poor man, who's going to eventually pay back to them if they pass in wrong or they say false? So Rashi says means the Edom have to know as me hein midim kilu hein midim akodesh berchu. They have to realize if they're saying Edis to Hashem or against Hashem. The Yom LeKamon shematrich and oisel lahach the moment of lebolov. That's what matrich we'll see later on. Now Shinam the pasuk says v'yom dushnei hanosh mashalhem ariv lefnei Hashem, that the mamish like standing in front of Hashem. So the Edim have to realize if they're standing in front of Hashem. They have to make sure to say the truth. And V'yiyo ha-dayonim, the three dayonim that are passing in the Shalom also. V'yiyo ha-dayonim, Yodim, they should know, es mihen donin, who are they passing in front, who are they passing for? For if name mihen donin, and in front of who are they doing it? Or miyostili poramim, who's going to eventually pay them back, give them punishment if they're passing wrong? Because they have to realize also they're doing it in front of Hashem. Shinem, the Pasuk says, lehim nitzav biyadas el. So dayonim have to be afraid as if they're in front of Hashem. V'chein, the same thing, be yashofru, or him, it says in yashofet. V'yayim yol ha-shoftim. Ru ma'atim oisim, kilay liyodim tishpatu, kiyim la'ashem. You have to realize you're doing the mishpat, the din, in front of Hashem, be careful. If so, shema yomer ha-dayonim, maybe the yomer ha-dayim, maybe the dayim will say, mali b'tzara zel, what do I need this tzaras for? What do I have to get myself into it for? Like, maybe I'll make a mistake, and they'll give me a punishment in Shemayim. Talmud Lerman, the Potik says, no. Imchem b'dvar mishpat. That means, ein loy l'dayin elamar shein avroyis. A dayin only has to pass in the way his eye sees it. Like, as far as he's concerned, he sees this is the way the din should be, that even though he's making a mistake, he won't get punished for it. The main thing is that you shouldn't be naive, like you shouldn't realize you're doing something wrong, like you're trying to listen to one person because of something. But if you really feel you're passing the right way, imcha bedover means you go boss what's inside your lave. If in your lave you're doing the best you could, so then you won't get punished. That's called ein lo ledayin elamar shein avroyis. Dayin only has to go after what his eye sees. Now the Gemara says, heichi domi gemar din. What's called the gemar din? Like we had Rashi says, explained last Rashi, the min liyel shuv einat terusher liftoya. That's the locha, that once we have a gemar din, once the dayanim already said what the din is, then they're not allowed to change their minds anymore and go after a bitzua, to go after a pshara. So what's called the gemar din? Omri Rav Yudom Arav. Ish ploini ato chayiv. When the dayanim say clearly, you Ruven, you chayiv. Ish ploini ato zakeh. That's called the gemar din. Now Omar Rav, Rav Salach Yabishu ben Korcho. We pass on Yabishu ben Korcho, that he just said, that Yabishu ben Korcho is one that said, mitzvah of tzoya. Yabishu ben Korcho said, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. So we pass on like Yabishu ben Korcho. For the Gemara Eni, it's not that way. For Rav Huna, Talmid of the Rav Hevi, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. And here you're telling me that Rav said, Lachos Yabishu ben Korcho. And Ki Hevi also the Kaim of the Rav Huna, when a Psaq did came in front of Rav Huna, he said like this, Idina b'usa, ibshara b'isa. He just told him, I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to have it out of din Torah, or do you want to just rely that we'll make a pshara? So if you tell me, Rav Pasen Lishu ben Korcho, he said it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. The Chura mitzvah means that the Yonim should tell them, let's just make a compromise, let's make shalom between you, not to go after what the din Torah is. And here you see, all Rav told him was, it's up to you. So Mar says, that's no stira. My mitzvah, Nami, to come to Yeshua ben Korcho. You know what Yeshua ben Korcho said to say before? That's a mitzvah to make a bitzua. He also meant, he just meant to tell them, mitzvah le meimelu. It's a mitzvah.